It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Tara.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Tara Dover is back.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for being flexible. That's all
yes.
I gotta say.
I love being flexible. That's why I work for myself.
That is true.
Love the flexibility.
That is so true. That's probably going to be the title of our podcast. Yep. So last week I got called on this emergency mission to Kansas City. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Tara, please, can we push it back a week, please? And you're like, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Working in corporate America, you don't have that flexibility.
Yeah, I've never experienced that. I'm happy.
You're lucky. You're very lucky. Well, welcome back, the lovely vintage princess.
Thank you.
Are you queen?
I don't
princess
know. Whatever you
younger.
Would like to call me. I don't know if I like either. I don't know. I don't know what title.
What's a good title for you?
I like entrepreneur. I really like entrepreneur. But that's not very...
That sounds like a corporate American term.
It's not very... Yeah.
All right.
Anything you'd like.
So the weather is a nice here. It's a very a nice.
It is very a nice.
Yes. We were almost 80 degrees today.
Yes.
When I got in my car yesterday, it was 81. It's March. And
it's amazing.
I had lunch with some friends that just moved here from Missouri in January. And they're only here for a year. And they were like, we're told this isn't a typical snow season. And I'm like, yeah, February was crazy snow.
Yeah, yeah.
February but right rough. Before the snow hit, it was 70.
It was wonderful.
The
yeah.
snow hit, and now we're at 80.
Do you think it'll snow? I don't pay attention to the weather.
Nothing in the near future.
Okay.
Snow-wise, but...
You never know.
It is Colorado. You never know.
Never know.
But, oh, love it.
Gardening? Have you already started? Is it too soon?
I have dogs. There's no gardening happening. I really
Zero
wanted to grow some things
yeah.
in the last couple years, and I'm like, there is no way. We grew some jalapeno peppers
okay.
and some strawberries 1 year
Ooh.
On our back porch in pots.
Yeah.
But we can only do pots, and the stuff I want to do cucumbers. I want to do tomatoes.
Yeah, squash.
Like, you need, like, room. And the dogs would trample.
Not okay.
So, you are the succulent plant person.
Yes.
Have you started your gardening?
Indoor, always. I'm
yes,
always.
You start
all okay. year round indoor.
I feel like you should write. Have you written a blog in reference to your indoor gardening tips?
I
from
should.
Spring
yes. I really should.
And then share it with me and I'll put it on our.
Yeah.
Our page.
I have so many blog ideas I want to... that's another... Yeah.
Goal. So, have you started? What have you done? You planted the seeds in little one by one...
Well, no. So,
soil?
I just... I do it all year round. So, I'm always doing stuff
really?
Indoor. But no, I don't have a backyard or anything. I have a balcony that's like yay big. I live in an apartment.
I need
third
to stop
story.
Complaining.
So,
I have a nice
done
basement.
It.
I bet I could do it here. If the cats wouldn't eat.
I've done it in the past, and I can't wait until we have a backyard or some kind of space so that I can actually
mm-hmm.
garden. But no, most of it's indoor and just houseplants and succulents. And
you posted something recently, a mini
succulent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to use that term, but I didn't
in
know if
the
I was
owl,
using
is that
it.
The one? Is
yes.
that the teeny weeny?
Yes.
Guy? Yeah, yeah.
Those are so
They're so
cute.
Little.
How many do you have around your house?
Oh, I don't know. A lot. Mostly water plants. I have a ton of like the plants, the viney long plants that grow in water. I have a ton of
those. What are
those
called?
I don't know the actual term for them.
Viney plants that grow
in
water.
I don't know. I've never known the name of them.
Daffodils grow in water, right?
Yeah. Is that a flower? I don't know. I'm not hip with flowers at all.
You're so cute. So Steve has been traveling for, and I have been traveling. I haven't seen him. I can't even remember the date of the last time that I saw him. He's coming home tonight.
Oh, woohoo!
Party. So this weekend I was like, I need flowers. I need to be a girl and feel girly. And I was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So, but I saw these like green things sticking in water and it said daffodils, I think. And then I was in my boss's office today, and I swear I saw daffodils growing out of water. And I'm like, wait, I am 33 years old, and I don't know what... Daffodils grow in water?
Yeah, maybe. Oh.
Yeah.
I've never... Yeah.
I'm a tulip girl, yeah. But they don't last long.
They don't last long at all, no. Nope.
They come out, and then it freezes, and they die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been to Boulder when they've had, like, their tulips?
No.
They have a secret or something. Because they have beautiful tulips.
Is that this month? Is this tulip season?
May, April.
Yeah.
May, April.
Sure.
But as warm as it is, I'm a little concerned. We're going to get blooms and then...
Yes.
Yeah. So. My coworker is Bulgarian, and she gave me this bracelet that is a Bulgarian tradition, and... What you're supposed to do is you wear it in March until you see a bloom. And when she gave this to me, she told me, and I was like, it's Colorado. You could probably wait until May to see blooms. This thing's going to get really dingy. She's like, yeah, I know. It's a Bulgarian thing. You see the bloom, you hang it on the bloom, and then you have good luck for the rest of the year.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't know how long I'm going to be wearing this, except for it's 80 degrees, so it could be tomorrow.
It could be, yeah.
I'm really concerned. But hopefully it doesn't freeze.
I like the thought, though.
Yeah.
Of the bracelet.
Yeah. So what's new with La Lovely Vintage? I bet your, like, season is about to start.
Yes, I am very excited for the season to start. It's been 2 months, I think, since Vintage Whites. We did Vintage Whites at the beginning of the year. So since Vintage Whites has been a lot of just staying at the shop, not doing a lot of pop-ups.
How is the shop?
It's good. It's going good.
Yeah. It's about how many months old now?
So we opened in October, late October. So still very new, I feel like.
Almost 6 months old.
Yeah.
And it was
we opened in the cold season.
Right.
So I feel like, yeah, we haven't really kicked off yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been, just trial and error, getting stuff ready, really preparing for the summer and the
spring.
Where
is that located again?
That's in Littleton. So it's Littleton Boulevard and near Broadway. It's 5684 South Datura Street.
What is it near for locals?
Damascus Grill, if you're in Littleton. It's
Or
Littleton Cafe.
Okay.
There's a Savers over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Near Old Town Littleton?
Yeah, just right up the street, a mile or two away from, downtown Littleton.
All right. I was just driving in that area a couple days ago, and I didn't think, I always think of you as being downtown Denver.
Yeah.
I need to work on that.
Yeah, I hope so. One day. Soon, hopefully.
I'm going to pop in one day, I promise.
Yeah.
Because I love those. There's a couple shops that I visit that are more, not the vintage, but the new stuff that kind of have that type of feel that you have.
Yeah.
Kind of that vintage look, but your actual vintage.
Yes, exactly.
So you're the real deal.
Yeah, it's been...
Littleton.
It's been, Littleton. So I will hopefully get a storefront in Denver one day. That is my ultimate goal. So.
Is it really?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to at first, but, rent and it's very expensive. So it's like a stepping stone.
But Littleton is nice, too.
Oh, I love Littleton. Yeah, that's where I was from.
Beautiful.
I grew up there. So, and it's a really wonderful little house that we have.
I promise I will be there
one day. Yeah, it's really nice.
And what are your hours?
Thursday through Sunday, so 10 to 6, and on the weekends 10
for
to
real?
4.
Like what? Every single day?
No, just Thursday through Sunday.
But I know there's no because there for a while you said you closed for a day or so, and then you were like, oh no.
We were thinking about it because the other shops in Littleton, there's a few of them that do once a month. They're open once a month, and it's like a market thing. Yeah. So we were all talking about,
it's like on demand. Like you have to build that audience. where they get used to that one day a month.
Yes, and the shop that we moved into used to do that. They were a vintage shop for 10 years, and that was their thing. They opened once a month, and the, each month they changed the theme. And so we got all their clientele and all that stuff. So we wanted to fit it towards them, and it's been 6 months of trying to, figure out what...
Find your groove.
Yeah, exactly.
You're finding your groove.
And we found the groove. I feel like we're ready for spring. And
so this weekend, if it were... Friday, Saturday, Thursday, I could walk in to Littleton shop and someone's there.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
10 to 6 is Thursday and Friday. Saturday is 10 to 4 and Sunday is 10 to 2. So.
The last time Steve and I explored Littleton, there were a lot of things closed on Sunday.
There is, yeah.
So I feel like you've got an advantage.
Yeah, everybody thinks we're closed, I think, on Sunday. It's a very slow day.
Yeah, you're catching up on paperwork.
But yeah, so but I just like being there, so it's really always work to be done.
So with the trailer, you're about to go out. So what's the plan?
So we are jumping right into spring markets right now. We are, we're starting with two indoor markets this week at Green Spaces.
What's Green Spaces?
So Green Spaces is located in the Rhino District. It's a co-working space. So it's like office space or desk space that could be rented. But the building that they have, that they've used, I don't even know how to explain it to justify how great she's done it, but it's such an inspiring space.
So for you, how are you going to utilize that space?
So they're going to do a little pop-up. We're going to have, it's going to be us and Judith and Joe, Denver Fashion Truck, and Denver Street Boutique, some of the other mobile shops in town.
I've seen those.
Yeah, so we do a lot of pop-ups together.
Okay.
Yeah, so them and... there's a brewing company coming and I think Black Eyed Coffee. So there's going to be just a little pop-up so that the people working in the green spaces can come and shop from us or anybody can come by and come in.
And so when is that again?
That's Thursday.
Just Thursday.
Thursday and Friday. Okay. I don't have all the information of what time on Friday yet, but Thursday.
But can you send that to me and we'll post it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
So I believe it'll be pretty much all day evening on Thursday.
So you don't work the typical 8 to 5?
No. No, never.
That is the problem with being your own world.
Yeah.
You're like, you can't be a clock watcher.
No, definitely not. But,
well, what's new with Tara?
What's new with me besides business?
Right.
That's a whole thing I'm trying to tackle. Me besides business. There has to be an outside life there.
I saw your post, I think it was 2 weeks ago. It was very inspirational where you just had to stop and take time to be you.
Yeah, something I don't do very often, nor does my husband. So we
it's
both.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Because you've got the grind.
Work. Got the grind. We're just both workers. We're ready to go, ready to work. So.
So what was the last thing you did for you? Too long. Too long thinking.
I think just going on a walk with Marley, my dog, that is like, that's what I do for me. Or like some yoga, some meditation.
How often do you yoga?
A few times a week. Usually just with myself. Now I don't go to classes anymore. I just...
My friends talk about this yoga thing. I've never done it.
Yeah.
And I want to go to a class just to get the like professional's take. Because I hear that it's easy to translate into your home, but I just want to get the... Is that how you started?
Exactly. Yeah, I did it for 4 years going to classes. And I don't know, financially, just right now can't justify doing it. And I've... gone for 4 years, so I know what rhythms and movements I like to do. So I can just do my own practice, which is nice.
And it's good meditation, right?
Wonderful meditation. I love meditation. Meditation has changed my life. So
that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So it's on my list. It's on my to-do list. You're not a TV watcher.
No, I'm not.
So you haven't seen CSI Cyber?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I got home from this crazy trip to Kansas City, and I decided to disconnect. And I stopped corporate Americaning it, that's a word now, on Saturday and Sunday, and I got caught up with my DVR. Well, a couple weeks ago, CSI Cyber started. Well, I used to be a CSI fanatic, like Miami, New York, CSI regular.
Yes, right? And regular.
Right, because it's just CSI. On Thursday nights.
I got into Law and Order. Never CSI, I don't believe.
And see, I never got
into... Kind of the same thing or no?
CSI is more about the people that get the evidence and solve the crimes. Law and Order is more about when they go to court about those crimes. So I kind of ditched CSI a couple years ago because it was kind of the same thing over and over. But James Vanderbeek, Dawson, love him. Follow him on all of his social media platforms.
That is hilarious.
One day I was like, what? CSI Cyber? What is this? All of a sudden I care again about CSI. And James Vanderbeek is in it with Patricia Arquette. And I recorded it for that reason. Well, then I started watching it this weekend and I'm like, what the heck? It made me start thinking, we are all susceptible to cyber attacks.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm scared. It doesn't mean I'm going to get off the internet or anything. But the show itself takes inspiration from the advanced technological work of a real cyber psychologist named Mary Aiken. And so once I started watching and I was getting a little nervous about the stuff they were talking about, how, you know, they had cyber people that could hack into roller coasters and, like, turn off all the brakes.
Is that real? That's not real.
I don't know. And then they had cyber people that were getting into baby monitors and, like, monitoring babies. And then
that's really would break scary. In
and steal the baby sell on the baby market overseas. Yeah. These are the first two episodes.
Are they giving people bad ideas?
I don't know.
Are these already ideas that are happening?
I'm thinking they're already things that people have done.
Ooh, yikes.
So I thought I would do my research and share it with the masses.
Yes.
So that you guys aren't all freaked out. So statistics. There are 1.5 million annual cyber attacks. IBM estimates businesses are attacked on average of 16,856 times a year. In 2014, 47% of American adults had their personal information stolen by hackers. We've all heard of the identity theft stuff.
Yeah.
But McAfee estimates that the annual global cost of such crime could be over $400 billion, with a B.
Wow. Wow.
And I found this statement to be crazy. You're probably more likely to have your email account hacked than your home broken into.
Yes.
So you have the ADTs, you have the AT&T Digital Life, all of these like home security systems. But how many people are really thinking about their internet security?
Yes.
FBI.gov brought me some great tips for protecting from cybercrime. So I wanted to share these.
Okay.
So the first one is keep your firewall turned on. Dara?
So I have a Mac. So does that?
I don't understand Macs.
I love Macs because I don't think I don't have to deal with anything really. I just watch what
you
I
have
click
no,
on.
Like, well, firewalls or I don't understand. Macs,
I mean,
I
always just update
about.
My software and everything.
Mm-hmm. And you think
but
that?
But I've never had a virus, and I've never.
And I've heard that about Macs. So,
I really like
good
my computer.
And then install or update your antivirus software.
Yes.
Install or update your anti-spyware technology. Keep your operating system up to date. And this was one that I was like, what? I hadn't really thought about that. Because when they come out with an operating system update, I'm like, this is going to slow my computer down.
Yeah.
It just gets me closer to having to buy a new one, right?
Is that what? I have no idea. I always download or upgrade.
Well, you have an iPhone. Have you ever gotten to the point where your iPhone doesn't have enough room for the update?
Yeah, but I just delete everything and then
see, that's what
it.
I do.
Yeah.
That's what I do. But then I'm like,
time to start over.
Time for a new phone with more space. Be careful what you download, which you mentioned, and turn off your computer, which I don't always do.
I am so bad at that.
Because it's to turn a computer on from nothing, it takes time.
Not even my computer. My computer's like boom, but I just
you are
am
a Mac
so
spokesperson
bad. Well, I love Macs. I really do. But I'm so bad at just thinking it'll go to sleep and I'll be like, oh, I'm done. You know, I turned my computer off. And the next day I'm just like wiggle and hey. But
you're probably safe because Mac hopefully. Doesn't get viruses.
We'll see.
I've always been a PC person.
Come back to me in 6 months and we'll see. We'll see how I'm doing.
I'm waiting for the day that those hackers hack into a PC. So those are some tips that I wanted to share just because I'm watching this show going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My Facebook. Who's hacking my Facebook? Who's hacking my Twitter? There's some, and I do a lot of shopping online.
Yeah, that's.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
It's an addiction. Amazon is my friend.
Amazon's great.
All right, let's get Woman Crush of the Week.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Who you got?
I've always struggled with Women Crush of the Week, but I have another personal one because I just don't have anything very relatable outside of personal life.
That's awesome. That means you don't get caught up in celebrities.
Not ever.
Holy muffin.
Oh, no.
If you've ever worked at a radio station, you know the biggest rule is not to bring food or drink into the studio.
Yeah.
Especially when Janet's around. So I just spilled Tara's water all over the computer table. But it didn't get on the computer, Steve. All right, let's get back to business. What's your woman who is your woman crush of the week? Woman and I like that you have real people.
I have real people. It's so hard for me to,
I love it.
To relate outside of that. It's hard for me to relate to women in general, actually. This has been my New Year's resolution this past year was to surround myself with more women because I've never had a role model or any really
close women friends?
Yeah, in my life.
Oh, wow.
So it's something that I've been working on, and I was like, hey, you got to put yourself out there and to make friends. So I have a lot of women crush lately because I've joined two groups. I joined a cooking club with some women, and then an entrepreneur book club. And so through these two very daring acts, I've met a lot of really amazing and inspiring women. It was terrifying. But I had to do something where I was going to commit to it totally. You know, it was something where it's convenient, it's close, and I can just keep going.
Right.
So one of the ladies that started the lady who started the Entrepreneur Book Club, her name is Brandy Castle. She owns Judith and Joe, which is a mobile street boutique. Mm-hmm. And I met her about a year ago, and only within the last, I think, October, November, December, we've become very close, and she is just such an inspiring, wonderful
woman. Well, you guys have so many similarities.
Yes, and I really look up to her, and I adore everything about her, and I really love the fact that she's older than I am. Not much, but just a few years to where she's, I kind of tricked her into being my mentor, and I really.
You didn't officially ask her. You just started calling her.
She's very inspiring, and she's a good worker, and she has really good ethics, and we have work dates every other Tuesday.
What's a work date?
Where we just go to a coffee shop and we just, work on our computers together. So we're not working at home, alone. We go to different spots, and she introduced me to green spaces.
You're getting some estrogen in your life.
Yes. And she's wonderful. I can't say enough good things about her.
That's awesome.
Really cool. So she's my woman crush of the week.
You're so good. I knew you'd have a real person, but I wasn't prepared for a real person. So
I made, last time I did the podcast, but I'm glad I did because I pulled that one out of nowhere because I was like, I'm not going to do a real person. And then you liked the podcast. So.
I did. Yes. And we'll talk about that in just a moment because I feel like that could be a tangent.
Okay. Yes. Your woman crush. Let me hear it.
Joyce Brothers.
Yes.
Have you heard of Joyce Brothers?
I did research because, yes, I did research.
Very smart woman, American psychologist, television personality, and columnist who wrote a daily newspaper advice column from 1960 to 2013. That's a long time.
Yes.
You were saying you had some blog ideas. Imagine writing a blog for that long.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In 1955, she became the only woman to ever win the top prize on the American game show, the $640,000 question. Do you remember that show?
No.
I vaguely remember it, but I don't really remember what it was about. She answered questions on the topics of boxing, which was suggested as a stunt by the show's producers. In 1958, she presented a television show on which she dispensed psychological advice. She wrote a column for Good Housekeeping for almost 40 years and became, according to the Washington Post, the face of American psychology. Brothers appeared in dozens of television roles, usually as herself, but from the 1970s onward, she accepted roles portraying fictional characters, often self-parodies. Radio therapist Laura Schlesinger, who I love her. Have you listened to Dr. Laura?
No, I haven't.
You need to.
I should.
Yes. She credited Brothers with making psychology accessible.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love psychology. I love learning about it.
It's intense. Mm-hmm. If you talk to somebody that has a psychology major, they can really make you overthink
things. That's my favorite people. I feel like I'm attracted, most of the women that in my life went to school for that.
There you
go. Funny?
No. It's perfect. That's perfect. So you had talked about the podcast that you recommended.
Yes.
Talk about the podcast.
So Serial. That it was Serial last time I came on.
I think it was it last time or the time before?
I think it was last time. I
thought, okay.
Yeah. I was talking about the creator of Serial, the podcast, and
that's an amazing. I listened to the podcast and I was totally like,
it just draws like, you like, in. Crap, you like CSI?
That's where I need to be. Yeah. I don't want to stop listening.
Mm-hmm. If you like any of those criminal mind, mm-hmm. like that kind of show, then it's a podcast where you can do your laundry and it's like solve it's crimes real life. And yeah, it's real life. It's so well put together.
And because of her podcast, they have now given the Adnan.
Yeah, Adnan.
Okay.
Adnan Sayu.
The person that's been in jail for a long time.
I'll never be able to pronounce retrial. It. Yes.
And so that's based on a podcast. Adnan. And we've talked about Adnan. We've talked about the Serial podcast a couple times since you were on last. I think that's why I was confused because I keep talking.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
When it came out that they were going to give him a retrial, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. I would never have known Tara. Oh my gosh. But now if you like, when you go into Google and you put just podcast, that's one of the first things that pops up.
Yeah.
It is that popular.
Mm-hmm. She did a really good job.
And when is she going to come out with her next series?
I don't know. I always
suspenseful.
Check. Yes. There's a lot of good podcasts out there, though.
There are. Yes. Hillbilly Nerd Talk. Have you listened to them yet?
No, I have not.
You need to. Petra and Hank. I know it sounds funny, but they are very smart individuals. It's called
Petra?
Petra and Hank.
Okay.
They're based out of Kentucky, but they're very smart. And that's why it's Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
Okay.
So to, you know, the average Joe, when you see Hillbilly, you're like, what? But I love them. It's weekly and they're a couple. And
I'll have to check
them
out.
They're awesome. And then there's Pecan DK, which are more on the lighthearted, fun party, woo, side of life. And they're a couple as well.
Okay.
I tend to gravitate toward those couple podcasts.
That's funny.
Yeah. I found a girl one that I liked. It was called Chick Chat, but they haven't posted in quite a while. Chick Chat, not that you're listening, but if you are, we need to have a new podcast.
So isn't that sad when you find one you love and then all of a sudden they're like, see you soon.
So
like,
when I'm looking at new podcasts, I look at their latest post. If it's been over 6 months, I don't even want to fall into their hole.
Right.
Because then there you go. Be sad.
Yeah.
Some Hollywood happenings. Bachelor. Do you watch The Bachelor?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. Just kidding.
Last year I got pulled into it. This year I started to, and then I got busy, and then I tried to catch up, and my DVR went rogue. But then I was in enough that when he finally chose Whitney this last week, I was so excited because I saw their first date. Their first date consisted of them crashing a wedding. They were up on this hill, like having the bachelor date, and there was a wedding down below. And she's like, do you want to crash it? And he's like, yes. And they crashed the wedding. It may have been staged. I know it's TV people. But in my head, I'm like, oh, that's so much fun. Yeah.
There you go.
So I was super excited that he chose Whitney. And now he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I think starting tonight.
That's tonight?
I'm like, Dancing bam, bam. Wow. He's a farmer from Iowa. Yes, Iowa. And to find a girl that will actually go back with him to Iowa
on a farm.
It's a like this town doesn't have anything.
Yeah,
it's one of those places.
Oh,
yeah. Like I the nearest Walmart is probably an hour away.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So that I'm excited about Dancing with the Stars now. All of a sudden, because of Bachelor Chris being on there.
Well,
Ashton Kutcher, are you a fan?
Of some of the things that he's done, yes. I mean, like some of the roles.
Shows?
That he's, yeah, I love that 70s show.
Steve Jobs movie?
I watched it. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty
good. It did not make me like Steve Jobs.
No.
But I think he did good.
Yeah. The Butterfly Effect was like the coolest movie ever.
That's been several years ago, but I remember seeing
that. That was such a good movie. That was, good one.
I've always kind of had a bit of a crush on him. I pictured Christian Grey as being a younger version of him. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
Like, you should have seen her face. She's like, who? What? Okay. But he and his lady friend, Mila Kunis, also from that 70s show.
I love that they're together. That really makes me happy. It's because they should have been this whole time. Mm-hmm. You could tell from
what
that
show. What
was
the Demi thing? It was just like a woo tangent.
Yeah.
It was a squirrel moment right. for a few years. So they had a baby, a daughter named Wyatt in October. And obviously he's a hands-on father because he's not afraid to take on diaper duty when they're not at home. He posted over the weekend on Facebook about a problem he and many other fathers, this was never on my radar.
Never.
No. They have faced this problem, a lack of changing tables in men's public restrooms. Well, I haven't been in many men's restrooms, so I guess I just kind of assumed there was a changing table.
Yeah, I've never known many men to be a...
Right,
you know?
I guess I just assumed it's 2015. Like,
yeah.
They can't breastfeed, but they can change diapers, so yeah. They should have their space, but I guess they don't. So he posted, there are never diaper changing stations in men's public restrooms. The first public men's room that I go into that has one gets a free shout out on my Facebook page. Hashtag be the change. I've never heard of a men's restroom with a changing table, but it's not a topic of conversation. But now it is. I'm going to start asking my guy friends.
Yeah.
So is there a changing table in that restroom?
Because how else are they going to do it?
Right.
I don't want to know. Oh, yeah. I don't want to think of the ideas the husbands are coming up with.
Because they're resourceful and we don't know about it. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, question and answer fun time. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure? Did you study?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to describe yourself as an animal, which one would it be?
There's two, but I...
That's okay.
I got like... Probably my dog, Marley. I'd be my dog, Marley. He's the coolest. I was going to say penguin because they're cute and monogamous and I like them and they love forever.
Oh, that's so cute.
So that would be... But then Marley's cool because he just kind of hangs out and he's the most loving, sweet,
you're a cross
cool
between
dog.
Marley the penguin.
Marley the penguin.
There you go.
I would love to be a penguin. I like bow ties and they waddle really cute. I don't know. It's a good question. I like animals.
One day
animals.
We're going to have a video podcast and you're going to see her waddle. Because that was awesome.
So the first thing that came to my head was penguin. Second thing was Marley.
There you go.
Either one.
You have some loyalty to your dog. That's good.
And my husband. There you go.
There you go. Loyalty to your dog and husband. Not in that order. What's the one thing you'll never do again?
Probably get drunk. To say it. Like,
there you go.
Like
two girls about wine.
Like actually drunk, you know, like... I don't think I'll ever drink too much again. I'll have...
Why is that?
Two glasses of wine. I'll have two beers, you know.
So two
I will never
limit.
Have... Well, maybe three beers, maybe. But not like there's never more than three beers. Say 4 hours, three beers.
When was the last time you got drunk? I can't
over a
believe
year?
It.
Maybe over a year. I mean, yeah, probably over a year. Like
good.
In that... Yeah. I will never like drink hard alcohol or shots or anything like that ever again.
Shots are the way to... crazy town.
Yeah.
I don't understand why shots... It's a bar thing to make more money. Bars sell shots to make more money.
It blows me away.
There is no reason to do a shot.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's why I don't think I'll
ever do
it again.
When I get to getting all woo girly,
yeah.
I'm like, let's do shots.
Yes. See, that's how I was.
That's how I was conditioned.
So I never had a good, like... relationship with alcohol, I guess, because nobody set me down and said, hey, that's not how you use it. And right. Actually, when I went to college and studied psychology and realized like what drinking did to your body and your brain and mm-hmm. how it affected you and how easy it is to be an alcoholic when you don't know how to use the substance, mm-hmm. I immediately was like, this is a toxic drug and I'm not gonna put it
right.
in my body. So I will have, you know, a few beers over a few hours, but
and a glass of wine
or a few glasses
two girls
of wine, but never
a bottle of wine.
Yeah, no. Well, a bottle between
drink.
Both of us isn't
right.
Like, drunk. That's not like,
right. No, I got
I
you.
Think, yeah, so
I got you.
It's weird.
It's not two girls and a bottle of wine each.
Yeah, not anymore. It's not
moderation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tara.
So that would be it. Because I don't know what else there would be.
That's good. No, that's good. That is really good. Who knows you the best?
My husband, Josh, definitely.
That's so sweet. You guys are so in love.
Yeah. Work on it. So is that.
That's what I hear.
It's a work in progress.
It is. I hear that constantly. I actually had lunch with a couple of people that I went to college with. And they have been together since our sophomore year in college. So that would have been 2001.
Okay.
And now they're married and they have two babies. And I'm like, oh, yay, that's so exciting. And they're like, yeah, it's hard work.
It is. Yes. Yeah, I couldn't imagine with two babies. Because even just single, I mean, like, we're, that's all we have to worry about is each other. And it's still hard work.
Right. Right. Wait till those ovaries start kicking you.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely him.
So despite our weather that we've been having, this summery type weather, I found this article before the summery type weather started, and I wanted to share it because it's Colorado. It's probably going to snow in 2 weeks.
Yeah, hope not. But
so some ways of surviving the final weeks of winter. And my friends actually asked me, they're like, when does spring kick in Colorado? I'm like, well,
you never really know.
You don't. You're like, woo, like right now, woo, spring is here. And then 6 inches of snow.
Yes. It's happened.
So the first one that I saw and I was like, oh, this is perfect for Tara. Plant life.
Plant life.
You don't have to have a green thumb like Tara to make your home feel springy. Covering your surfaces in inexpensive, hard-to-kill greenery is an easy way to brighten your mood. Little potted succulents.
Yeah.
And cacti are easy to take care of. Mist them with water every once in a while and keep them under the sun. And your habitat will feel a little less dreary.
Absolutely.
Is that why you do it?
Yeah, they're so easy to take care of. And they bring so much happiness to me. I don't know. There's something about taking care of a plant.
Do you name your plants?
No.
Oh.
I have way too many plants.
Oh.
To name
one,
them.
Two, three.
But if you want to learn how to have a good green thumb, I teach a succulent class.
Is it on a regular basis?
It is now. Yeah. Every other month, usually. About every month or every other month. So the next one is next month, April 10th.
April 10th.
It's a Friday. Share at Share Denver. So if you go to sharedenver.com and you type in either my name, Tara Dover, or terrarium, or succulents, anything in the in the search bar, you'll come up with the class. It's $35, and it includes everything you need. It includes all the plant life and the container,
so you just
the dirt,
show up
the rocks.
With your $35.
You show up, not with the $35. You have to register online.
Glad I asked.
Show up, and then not only will you build your own succulent garden, you'll learn how to take care of it forever.
I might name the garden itself.
Yeah.
I like to name things.
There you go.
So that's awesome. April 10th and Share Denver.
Yeah, Share Denver.
Tara Dover. Easy, easy, easy. Eat summery, which I feel is much easier nowadays. You go into your produce aisle and there tends to be blueberries all the time.
Yeah.
Watermelon all the time.
Which is not
natural. I don't understand. I probably don't want to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But eat a couple handfuls of frozen fruit, some Greek yogurt, a banana, or an almond, or coconut milk blended together provides a beach vacation flavored distraction from the snow outside. We don't have snow right now, but we probably will soon. Switch up your scent. Aromatherapy is a surefire way to relax your stressed out mind. Mountain Ocean's Skin Trip Lotion, it's $10.79 from drugstore.com, is not only perfect for skin that's dried out and ravaged by the winter air, it also smells like coconuts in heaven. I love coconuts. I love the taste of coconuts. I like the smell of coconuts.
I do too.
I love coconuts.
It's just, it's beach. Coconuts, people, Hawaii.
Yes.
I mean, it's just,
Some people are like, oh, suntan lotion. I'm like, precisely.
Yeah.
Get me in this
where
one.
I want to be.
Right. And then set the soundtrack. Drape a colorful towel over your couch, grab a smoothie, put on some sunglasses, and listen to some summery playlists. What are you laughing at?
Yeah. You're adorable, Liz.
So I have a whole tree of sunglasses, and it'll be February, and I'll throw on some like bright orange sunglasses driving down the road. And I'm always like, yeah, I bet I look crazy, but it's the fun state of mind.
Yeah.
That's music, sunglasses, your apparel.
I do think it took me 25 years of living here to realize that this should be where I book my vacation. It's like February and March is when I should not be in Colorado.
Right.
Because that is when it will inevitably be cold and snowy. Mm-hmm. Any other time you don't know, February is like...
I always say March is the snowiest
February,
month.
March. So next year, I'm going to plan my summer vacation around this time.
How do you start your morning?
Usually,
I know that's a very vague question. How do you start your morning?
Usually with meditation, coffee and meditation and candle.
Coffee first?
Yeah, usually. Yeah. My husband will make it now because he leaves earlier than me. So yeah, it's ready and I'm just ready for it.
Nice. So you have a little pick me up and then cool me down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you never really know in the order, but
right.
Yeah, it's usually happening around the same time.
Do you do the lemon water thing? Because so many people are doing that these days.
I have on and off forever. Uh-huh. It helps me drink water better. I mean, more right. water. So
I've heard that you start your day with lemon water for and sometimes detox. Honey lemon water. Yeah, it does like a detox. It like kickstarts your system and gets you going. So that is the first step in 4 steps to a healthy morning.
Is that what you've been doing?
Off and on for the last couple of years. But yeah. My brain is not alive at that time when I get up at 4 a.m. So I don't always remember to put the I have to put the water into the microwave and hit 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I forget.
I think if you just drink lemon water at any time during the day, you're winning.
Right. Water.
That's what you
water
should do.
At any time.
Yeah.
I got to say, this is my first non-water drink of the day.
Wow. Nice work.
So make some lemon water before you do anything else. What other things do you do to start your day?
That's about how I start it. And then from there, I jump right into
no
work.
No variations?
I mean, there's... No, not really. I mean, I wake up. I usually... Just try and...
Do you put a hold on your phone?
Yeah, I don't usually ever look at my phone at first. I mean, to set my alarm, I got to turn my alarm off. And if there's an email or like a notification...
So you do look at your phone?
I mean, I won't read it unless it's like an email that's like an urgent one. If mm-hmm. I look and I have emails and they're like later.
Gotcha.
No. But I'll look at... Yeah, I'd look and turn
it
off.
You look at your email.
No, I won't look at my email. Like,
wait.
If it's on the screen of popped up, if you have an iPhone, and it's your missed stuff.
See, my emails don't... I don't get...
So you don't get it like that?
Emails. Not from emails.
Oh, I do.
Oh, see, I turned that off long ago.
Yeah.
I get so many emails.
I don't... I do most... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But you do shut it off to do your coffee and meditation?
Yeah, I don't unplug it until I'm done with all of that.
That's one of the things that the most successful people in the world, quote unquote, do. They don't conquer the email first thing.
No.
They'll like, maybe even surf the web. They'll do other things to kind of like ease into the day.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the second thing. Put your smartphone on hold. We're not going to tell you to totally ignore your smartphone when you wake up, but we do recommend that you give yourself 5 minutes to belly breathe before you start scrolling through your email or Instagram.
Mm-hmm. I believe that is healthy.
Yes. Detox by dry brushing. What's dry brushing, Tara?
Well, I've looked into it.
I totally thought you... Did you really know about it this before I sent this to you?
I did know about
okay.
it. No,
right.
I did. I've looked into
no
it a long
clue.
Time ago because I heard it would get rid of like cellulite and stuff, which is bull.
Bull. <It's>, cellulite is a hereditary thing.
Yeah, and it doesn't
really
get
is.
Rid of anything.
No.
Nothing gets rid of it.
No, it doesn't.
And you can't hate on women for having it.
Nope. I have it. I have it loud and proud. Yeah.
Everybody does.
My mama gave it to me. Anyway, so.
Back to dry brushing.
Yes, dry brushing. It's a super quick way to exfoliate dead skin cells. It only takes a few minutes before you shower, but it stimulates blood flow to energize and revive you. A perfect way to start the day.
Or painful. It's
it can be. You gotta be softer on your skin, Tara.
Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of that cellulite.
And the last thing to start your day with some awesomeness is prep breakfast ahead of time. Do you do that?
No, but that is the coolest. That is the best idea ever. Why
have you heard of egg whites?
Okay. Have I heard of egg whites?
Like egg whites, yes. You
like
know, the egg whites
egg
in the carton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I do is I take an egg white, probably like a half cup to a cup.
Okay.
And then I'll put vegetables and seasonings in it in the refrigerator. I pour that into a mug, pop it into the microwave for a minute to 2 minutes, and bam, breakfast.
There you are. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Super easy. Or you got the instant oatmeal. World.
Yeah. I wanted to do the like crock pot oatmeal. Overnight, mm-hmm. I saw that on Pinterest.
Oatmeal, I get tired of easily, so I have to like switch the two.
Yeah, I don't see. I don't eat breakfast. That often. I mean, I know it's usually like between 11 and 1 o'clock when I'm
hungry.
Well,
that's still your breakfast.
Yeah, like 11, but I wake up at like 5 or 6, and then it takes until like 11 for me to get hungry.
That's how Steve is. I think it's the coffee drinkers of the world.
Yeah,
I don't drink coffee.
Maybe it is because that does.
I wake up and I'm like, "Rawr, feed me now." Steve, same way. He's like coffee, coffee,
yeah, that's what
and
I
then
need.
About noon he's like food.
Yeah. My husband would appreciate the whole have breakfast ahead of time thing.
Does he do that?
Well, no, he would love it though because he wakes up so early. He would
probably. You should surprise him. I should. Tomorrow while he's at work, make him some eggies.
That means tonight on top of dinner.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, no, see, I'll try it.
It's some work.
He's worth it.
He is. You're monogamous and happy.
We're penguins, so right.
Penguins. So what else is going on in Tara Dover's life?
I'm always just trying to reorient myself, you know, just trying to clear it out and declutter and figure out what the best possible.
The declutter of life is a big thing. It's hard.
Yeah.
It is so hard. Like, every time it comes around to podcast time, I'm like, I really wish I had time to just sit and, like, do some massive prep for podcasts, have, like, intros for all of my co-hosts.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I got no time. Because I feel. This last weekend, I unplugged from everything, and I got nothing done except laundry. But it was so awesome.
But yeah, that's a good feeling.
I feel so much better than I did last week and the week before. Poor Natty. I'm like, I'm stressed. So, yeah.
Just trying to declutter, because it is a huge, like, weight off your shoulders once.
What are your tips for decluttering? Yoga?
I have a ton. No, So one of the ladies from my cooking club, she's reading this book that completely lets you declutter your life, and it starts with clothing, which is obviously the first thing we all need to declutter.
No, we have way don't take too my much clothing.
And so she said go through and, like, really just touch your clothing, and if it doesn't give you a good feeling or if you can't immediately, like, vision putting it on, put it away. I know. I didn't have a problem on the other hand because I always have a problem getting, like, dressed because I have so much stuff to choose from. I can't make a decision. And I cut 80% of my clothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I have just necessities and just clothing that I would grab immediately to put on and feel comfortable. I got rid of all my excess purses. I got rid of all my excess shoes.
Don't do it. Oh my gosh.
I have like 5 pairs of shoes and I had probably 30 something. I got rid of all the books that I have either already read or have never read and probably don't plan on ever reading. So I took a lot of stuff to donations.
How much prep time did this take? Did you have to 1, 2, 3, go?
Well, it took a few weeks of courage and then I actually did it in steps. So I did my clothing like one big swoop and then I put it away and then I put it away for a while, and if I didn't need any of that stuff and I didn't grab any of that stuff, then I knew I didn't need it and I would take it away, and then I would do it again, and then there's just so much stuff that I never even remembered having.
And how does your husband feel about this?
He loves it. He's on board. He's like, I'm getting rid of all my stuff too.
Oh my gosh. I think I'm feeling claustrophobic just thinking about going into my closet and taking stuff out.
It was really...
I remove 5 to 10 elements of my closet a year. I didn't wear that this year.
Funny.
Let's go.
No, I understand. I totally understand. Most people are like that.
You can see, that's my winter wardrobe.
Wow. See, I don't even... that's probably max. More than I ever have of my clothes. That's probably more clothes
I have. My St. Patrick's Day tutu. You can see that. The green thing on top of the pink thing. And
just totes. Yeah. So it's probably more than I have of clothing. But it's a good feeling.
Wow.
And
I have a whole thing of books I haven't touched in 5 years since I moved in. Yeah. Wow. Declutter. Wow.
It feels nice. I did it with all of the stuff under my sink, my bathroom sink.
I do that.
All the lotions and stuff that I was
I do that. I do the bathroom and the kitchen stuff once or twice a year.
Yeah.
I haven't used this. But clothes.
Yeah, clothes. It was a lot of space. My closet was full and it is empty. It's now empty.
Nice. What do you do with
my
all
business.
That space?
I did it with my business too.
Oh.
So.
But you sell stuff.
I know, but there was just stuff that I want to just narrow out.
That wasn't being sold.
Exactly. Or that just didn't really appeal anymore to me or what I'm trying to do with the brand. Mm-hmm. So it was just a good kind of start fresh.
Wow.
Start clean.
A lovely vintage. Starting fresh.
Yeah.
I'm excited. How's the second trailer coming along?
Good. It'll be coming along real good. If the weather stays nice, we'll be at it and ready to go. But
you're doing that yourself.
Enrique, my friend Enrique, okay. The photographer. I mentioned him a few podcasts ago.
Yes.
He's my partner in that.
And he's doing it all by himself, or are you helping?
Yes, him and I are doing it, and hopefully other friends will.
Physically getting in.
Yes, other friends are hopefully come in and help us as well, but him and I will be the main workers.
You should have done that this weekend.
Yes, that would have been nice.
I feel like this nice weather came out of nowhere for everyone.
Really did.
We're like, what?
Yeah.
What? No, it's not going to be 75. You guys are crazy. Typo. So,
if it stays nice, we'll be on track. So hopefully.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tara.
Thank you.
For coming. And everyone listening. Yes, it's always good to see you. You're like a breath of fresh air. Everyone listening, thank you so much. And Hillbilly Nerd Talk, I have been name dropping them for a while, and they have also been name dropping Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine. So, Petra, we're gonna have them on here sometime soon.
Good. Yeah, I'm gonna check them out too.
Yes, because they're just I love them. I just love them. And everyone else that's listening, catch us. You know, you'll find out where to find us in just a few moments when I put in the information about where we're at, but check out our website, twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. That's really the place to find every link possible. Tara's website is there. We have all of our links there. So twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/twogirlsinabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcasts all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at the2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or the2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine.